Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, June 22, 2025.
Detention of Wasim al-Assad by Syrian security forces. On June 21, 2025, Syrian security forces made a significant move by detaining Wasim al-Assad, a cousin of former President Bashar al-Assad, according to the state news agency Sanaa. This action follows U.S. sanctions imposed on Wasim in 2023 for leading a paramilitary group that supported the Assad regime and for his role in the narcotics trade, particularly with the drug Captagon. Since Bashar al-Assad was ousted in December 2011 during an Islamist-led uprising, many in his family have fled or gone into hiding. The current security forces are actively targeting individuals linked to the previous administration, especially those accused of human rights violations. Rights organizations are calling for accountability and a fair transitional justice process. This detention could signal a shift in power dynamics within Syria, raising questions about the future of regional security and international relations.
Europe's digital sovereignty movement. Europeans are increasingly seeking digital sovereignty as they look to reduce their dependence on U.S. tech companies. Following Donald Trump's second inauguration, interest in European digital services has grown significantly. Many are turning to alternatives like Ecosia, a Berlin-based search engine, which has seen a surge in users searching for options beyond giants like Google. The charity Topio in Berlin has become a gathering place for those concerned about data privacy, reflecting a shift in public sentiment. ProtonMail, a Swiss email service, has also experienced a notable rise in usage as people prioritize privacy. While there's a strong movement toward embracing local technology, completely cutting off from U.S. services may not be realistic due to existing dependencies. Communities like the Reddit group Buy4Me.eu are sharing their experiences with alternatives like ProtonDrive and decentralized platforms like Mastodon and Signal. This growing push for digital sovereignty highlights the ongoing conversation about the risks of relying on American companies.
Italy's debt relief initiative for Africa. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has launched an exciting initiative to ease the financial burdens of African countries. At a recent meeting in Rome with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, she introduced plans that are part of Italy's Mattei Plan for Africa. This initiative aims to create opportunities that keep families together and reduce migration to Europe. Italy will convert over 200 million euros into local development projects, potentially cutting the debt of lower-middle-income African nations by half. Additionally, the European Union and Italy have committed a total of 1.2 billion euros to support vital infrastructure and economic growth across the continent. This bold step in international cooperation aligns with the EU's Global Gateway Investment Plan, promising a brighter future for many.
Zelensky's call for support. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging Western allies to dedicate 0.25% of their gross domestic product to enhance Ukraine's weapon production. This appeal comes amid a fierce struggle following Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and the ongoing invasion that began in 2022. Zelensky plans to sign agreements this summer with Denmark, Norway, Germany, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Lithuania to collaborate on advanced weapon technologies. This initiative aims to fortify Ukraine's defense against persistent military challenges. The proposed GDP allocation represents a significant commitment from these nations, showcasing their support for Ukraine's independence and security in a time of rising tensions in Eastern Europe.
Political crisis in Thailand. Prime Minister Pattingtorn Shinawat is facing growing unrest in Thailand, as calls for her resignation intensify over her management of a border dispute with Cambodia. Despite the pressure, a senior official from the ruling Phu Thai Party confirmed she will not step down or dissolve parliament. Tourism Minister Sorawang Thienthong stated on Facebook that the prime minister is committed to tackling the country's challenges. The situation escalated when the Bumjay Thai Party, the second largest coalition partner, withdrew from the alliance, citing a leaked phone call where Pattingtorn seemed to defer to former Cambodian leader Hun Senator. This incident has sparked public anger, leading activists to organize a demonstration in Bangkok on June 28, demanding her resignation. Thailand's political environment is complex, shaped by the legacy of the Shinawat family and the difficulties of coalition governance. The outcome of these protests will significantly impact the country's future.
Israel's potential human rights violations in Gaza. Reports indicate that Israel may be violating human rights rules in Gaza, as outlined in its agreement with the European Union. This agreement stresses the need to uphold human rights and trade relations. A confidential review suggests that Israel's actions, such as restricting humanitarian aid and attacking medical facilities, could breach these rules. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas announced an investigation into Israel's compliance. While she recognized Israel's right to self-defense, she emphasized that its actions appear to go too far and undermine humanitarian principles. If violations are confirmed, the EU might impose penalties or reconsider trade relations. The ongoing conflict with Palestine complicates these discussions, as the humanitarian situation in Gaza remains urgent.
Pope Francis addresses AI challenges in Vatican City. On June 21, 2025, Pope Francis delivered a powerful message in Vatican City about the urgent challenges posed by artificial intelligence, or AI, and its effects on younger generations. During the Jubilee, a time of renewal, he emphasized the moral questions surrounding AI and called on leaders to prioritize human well-being in its development. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni joined him, reinforcing Italy's commitment to responsible AI management on both national and global levels. The event attracted delegates from 68 nations, highlighting the worldwide importance of this issue. Pope Francis's call to action addressed critical concerns like job loss, privacy, and the ethical use of technology, reminding us that technology should enhance our lives, not replace them. What does the future of AI mean for us? This question resonates deeply in our rapidly changing world.
Concerns over U.S. debt and its global impact. Taiwan Central Bank Governor Yang Qinlong has raised alarms about the growing U.S. debt and its potential effects on government bonds. With Taiwan holding around $593 billion in reserves, mostly invested in these bonds, U.S. fiscal policies are crucial for Taiwan's economy. Yang pointed out that trade policies under President Trump have made investors more cautious. He also highlighted a projected $2.8 trillion rise in the federal deficit over the next decade, raising doubts about the sustainability of U.S. spending plans. Yang's comments stressed the need for vigilance regarding U.S. debt levels, as they could significantly impact global trade and economic relations. What does this mean for the future of international markets?
Germany's military expansion plans. Germany is ramping up its military by hiring an additional 11,000 personnel by the end of 2025, which represents a 4% increase in staffing. This initiative includes 10,000 soldiers and 1,000 civilian employees to strengthen military operations. The decision is part of Germany's budget planning and aims to meet new NATO targets for personnel and equipment. Defense Minister Boris Pistorius has emphasized the need for up to 60,000 more troops to meet these demands. The new roles will cover various branches, including armed forces, air forces, naval forces, and cyber defense units. This move highlights Germany's commitment to enhancing its military presence amid shifting global political landscapes.
UK's new 10-year industrial strategy. The United Kingdom is gearing up to launch an ambitious 10-year industrial strategy aimed at boosting economic growth. This initiative, part of the Plan for Change, will focus on key sectors, create jobs, and drive long-term investment. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has pledged more than £1.5 billion, which is about $2 billion, to support various projects, including skills development and creative industries. Specific funding includes £275 million for training in engineering and defense, £380 million for creative sectors like film and video games, and over £900 million for local sports facilities. However, business groups are raising concerns about high energy costs and are urging the government to address these issues. This strategy comes at a crucial time as the UK works to recover from the ongoing effects of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Israeli airstrikes delay Iran's nuclear program. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar announced that recent airstrikes on Iran have delayed Tehran's nuclear weapons development by 2 to 3 years. These strikes targeted key military facilities and nuclear sites, resulting in the deaths of several high-ranking military leaders and nuclear scientists. Saar confidently called for increased support from European governments and the military. His comments came after U.S. President Donald Trump indicated he would soon decide on a potential direct attack on Iran. In response, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi stated that Iran is fully prepared to negotiate its nuclear program. Tensions are running high in the region, raising critical questions about safety and international relations. As this situation unfolds, the stakes continue to rise for everyone involved.
U.S. military strikes Iranian nuclear sites. On June 21, 2025, U.S. forces launched military strikes on three Iranian nuclear sites, escalating tensions between the United States and Iran. President Donald Trump called the operation a very successful attack, confirming the destruction of the Fordow facility, a key part of Iran's nuclear program. This action followed Israeli military efforts that began on June 13 to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. The conflict has led to significant casualties, with reports of at least 430 people killed and 3,500 injured in Iran, while 24 civilians have died in Israel due to Iranian missile strikes, with 1,272 injured. Over 450 Iranian missiles have been fired at Israel, highlighting the intensity of the exchanges. Trump stated that U.S. military aircraft, including B-2 bombers, were involved in the strikes, which used six specialized bombs on the Fordow site near Tehran. After the attacks, the U.S. reached out to Iran, clarifying that the military actions were not aimed at regime change but at limiting Iran's nuclear plans. Trump urged Iran to seek peace, warning of further military action if they do not comply. The situation remains tense, with ongoing discussions in Congress about military engagement in Iran and concerns over the constitutional implications of such actions.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.